Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode.
Welcome to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. Guys, I'm so excited to be with you guys once again. I want to talk to you out of the topic of no more shame, no more guilt, and no more shame. I believe that the spirit of shame is such a demonic spirit that sometimes people don't realize that they're carrying it. So I want to expose it. I want to confront it. I want to expose any shame that's been in anybody's lives or any guilt that has been maybe inside of your heart. Maybe it's you're harboring it and you don't realize that you harbor it and you don't realize that it's one of the weapons of the enemy. So I want to expose it today. I want to derail it, dismantle it, uproot it, and make sure that you are free from shame. No more guilt and no more shame. What does shame mean? Well, the Bible has a lot to say about shame. I think that we've all been, or we've all fallen prey to a spirit of shame. But shame, really, the definition, means a painful feeling of humiliation or distress that is caused by the consciousness of wrong or foolish behavior. So look what it says. It really means painful feeling. So it's a painful feeling, but it's also a humiliation or a distress that one feels. And what is it caused by? It's caused by your conscience. So think about your conscience, okay? So when you think about you've done something wrong, you've done something foolish, you know, you caused something, you said something, you did something, and it was pretty foolish. You did something wrong, and it was foolish. Have you ever done something wrong? Have you ever done something very foolish in your life? Well, sometimes the conscience starts to play with you. So you feel almost embarrassed. That's what guilt means. And that's what shame means. You feel embarrassed. You feel embarrassed because you acted foolishly. You feel embarrassed because you did something wrong. And so it can cause a spirit of shame to come upon our lives. Psalm 34:5 says it like this. Those who look to him for help will be radiant with joy. No shadows of shame will darken their faces. Those who look to him for help. So when you look to God for help, it says your face will be radiant with joy and no shadow of shame will darken your face. So shame is really a feeling that one has inside their conscience because of bad choices. Have you ever made a bad choice? Then look back and then you feel bad for it. Have you ever made a wrong decision? And then you look back and go, man, I feel bad. And then the enemy starts to play with your mind about it. You feel bad all day. Have you ever done something, said something, made wrong choices in the past, and then you feel guilty about it? Then you feel shameful about it? Have you ever, maybe I'm speaking to somebody right now, maybe you left the church and you're embarrassed to come back. How many times has the devil not played on our consciousness when it comes to shame and guilt? Or people will, prodigal sons will say, man, I really want to go back to church, but I'm embarrassed. Or I really, you know, wish that I could go back, but I'm embarrassed because of what I caused. And that's really a spirit of shame that is working upon somebody's life. Psalm 34 says, their faces, it says, no shadow of shame will darken their faces. So shame is really like a shadow. Shame is like a dark shadow, and it darkens the face and it darkens the heart. There are a lot of consequences when we carry a spirit of shame. There are a lot of consequences when we carry a spirit of guilt, when we feel bad for the foolishness that we've done, when we feel bad for the bad choices that we have made, when we feel bad and our conscience feels bad because of our foolish behavior, because our conscience feels bad because of the wrong choices that we made. We have to be careful that we don't carry a spirit of shame and that we do not carry a spirit of guilt. It's so when the shame is upon our lives, it's like a dark shadow. It's like a black shadow, if you will, that darkens the heart. And what does that mean? Psalm is telling me that there's not going to be any light. There's not going to be any revelation. So wherever there's darkness, there's no light. So wherever shame is operating, a spirit of shame, a spirit of guilt, that means that there's no light. That means that there is no revelation. We are darkened. We're walking in ignorance, really, is what it's saying. 1 John 3:20 mentions guilt and shame. And it says, whenever our hearts make us feel guilty. So when our hearts make us feel guilty and remind us of our failures, we know that God is much greater and more merciful than our conscience. And he knows everything there is to know about us. Verse 21, my delightfully loved friends, when our hearts don't condemn us, we have a bold freedom to speak face to face with God. And whatever we ask of him, we receive because we keep his commands. And by our beautiful intentions, we continue to do what brings pleasure to him. This is 1 John. You know who's speaking? John. John in the island of Patmos. You know, 1 John was actually written right after John comes back from the island of Patmos. John, who has the greatest revelation of the coming of Jesus. John, if you read the book of Revelation, it's all about the beauty of Jesus. It's all about the fresh revelation of the coming of Jesus. He has just had an incredible and impeccable, astounding, no words can describe encounter with Jesus. The coming Jesus, not the one that was, not the one that is, but the one that is to come. That's who's talking right now about shame, about guilt. And he's saying, beloved, dear, beautiful people, he said, whenever our hearts make us feel guilty and remind us of our failures, he said, I want you to know something, that the God that you serve, he just came back from a fresh revelation. He just came back from a fresh encounter with God. He's the one that's telling us, our ears better perk up. Because he's saying, God is so much greater and more merciful than our consciousness. And then he says, and he knows everything about us. He knows every dirt on you. He's got all the dirt about you. He knows all your mishaps, all of the dirt, all of the skeletons in the closet, all the dark spaces in your life, knows it all. There's nothing that you can hide from God. He knows everything. The Bible says in the book of Romans, he's the God that knows the heart. He's the God that knows everything. He knows your intentions. He knows your thoughts before you even think them. He knows the words that are going to come out of your mouth before you even say them. He knows every hair on your head, the Bible says, even the ones you lost this morning. He knows everything. And John is saying, that's the God that is merciful. He knows everything. You can't hide from him. He said, but God is much greater and more merciful than our conscience is. He knows everything there is to know about us. And then you know what John was telling us? The one that came back from that glorious revelation of Jesus? That there's a higher courtroom. That there's a courtroom for the human heart. That there is a courtroom. Think of a courtroom when you're going under trial. Your conscience is making you feel guilty. Your heart is making you feel guilty. Your heart makes you feel shame. Your heart makes you feel guilty. And then your thoughts are now actively making you feel bad, and look what you do, and look what you did, and look how you said it, how foolish, and that's why, and that's what you deserve, because look what you did, and now you're living, and you're living it because look what you did. You acted so foolishly, you did it so wrong, and because of that, these are the consequences. So now look at you, now eat it up, because that's who you are. You know who's saying that? The accuser of the brethren. He's the accuser that comes to accuse us night and day, the Bible says. But Jesus is telling us through John that God is greater. God is so much greater than our guilty conscience. God is so much greater than our guilt that we feel in our hearts. He's so much bigger. The one that knows all of our case. So there's a greater courtroom. So the accuser of the brethren is going, look what you did. Now eat it up. Look what you've done. And look what you did in the past. That's the accuser. He's there. He's now the attorney, the prosecutor against you. He wants to prosecute you. He wants to make sure that you live in guilt, that you live in shame, that you live in darkness, that you have no light, you have no revelation. But John comes to us and he's saying, guys, there's a higher courtroom for human heart. And he said, and this is where grace is enthroned. That's what John tells us. Grace is enthroned. The grace of God will be enthroned in this heavenly courtroom that is so much higher. He said, the worst that is in us is all known by God. That there's nothing that can be hidden in the courtroom of God. God knows everything. He knows all the dirt about you. And yet John says, in that courtroom where grace abounds, where grace is enthroned, God, he's saying, John says, he's going to shower you with mercy. God will extend mercy to you. God will extend love to you. God will extend acceptance to you over anything that you've done. If you repent with all your heart, if you say, God, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have acted that way. God, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have behaved that way. I've been foolish in my behavior. God says, now. God says he will be enthroned. Grace will be enthroned. And God will extend mercy to you. And God will extend love to you. And God will extend acceptance to you. Because God, John says, he sees beyond the sin. He sees beyond. And he sees us through love. And he sees us through mercy. And he says he will refuse to turn away from you. That he will refuse to ignore you. He will refuse to give up on you. He will extend his mercy out to you. So whenever your conscience is making you feel guilty, whenever you feel, now this is not a license for you to continue to sin. This is not a license for you to say, oh, I can do whatever I want, not repent, God's good. You know, he'll extend mercy to me. No, John isn't saying that, because the Bible goes on to say in John, they that love me, obey me. They that love God will obey God. So it's not a license for you to go and act foolishly. It's not a license for you to go and make wrong choices. But it is a freedom. That's what God is doing today, freeing his people from shame. You cannot carry shame and guilt in the next season. You can't. Because shame is the work of the enemy. Here, he tells us two things, John. He said, when our hearts condemn us, he said, they condemn you because the accuser of the brethren is, condemning you. He said, hey, know that there is grace that is being enthroned. Know that God is going to extend his mercy. But secondly, he says, when our hearts don't condemn us, he said, then we have a bold freedom. We have a confidence. So there are blessings when you don't have consciousness of guilt and this consciousness of shame. You know what God is saying? There's power in being free from guilt. There is power in being free from all shame. That if you did mess up, repent, go before God, ask him to cleanse you with his blood. Say, God, I want to change. I don't want to act like that anymore. And be free. God is freeing his people from guilt. God is freeing his people from shame, from any mistakes that you made in the last season. God wants to free you, because John tells us why. When our hearts do not condemn us, it says we have a bold freedom, a boldness that we can speak to God face to face. That's why it says, come to the throne room of God so that you can come to God in prayer face to face. So John's saying, when you're free, when there is no guilt, and when there is no shame in your life, you can come boldly to God and speak to him face to face. The veil is removed. Darkness is removed. Light begins to come in. There's a bold confidence. You're not ashamed. You're not going, God, I don't know if I should pray. And then you're not shrinking back in your prayers. You're not going, well, I hope God hears me. Well, I see your relationship with God is going to be tampered with when you carry shame. You don't have a bold relationship with God when you carry guilt. It's like a little girl who goes to her daddy's arms. She's not like, oh, well, I hope my dad feeds me today. Oh, well, no. She goes and she says, that's my dad. You know, I'm going to sit in my dad's lap. Well, guilt, what it does is it prevents you from walking in full liberty and full freedom. And it doesn't permit you to seek God face to face. It actually hinders your walk with God. Listen to me. Shame and guilt is a weapon of the enemy. Guilt and shame is nothing but a weapon that the enemy uses, and he promotes frustration in us, and he uses it. And when he uses it with curses, forget it. A person is under. When he uses guilt, shame, and the curses that were brought upon you, maybe by your own choices, by your own actions, or maybe by your descendants, when those are working against you, beloved, it's time to get free. That is a weapon of the enemy. When curses are still working on you, and when you have not been free of guilt and shame, it is a spirit of shame. Hear me. It is a spirit of guilt. It is a spirit of shame. And what is it coming to do? It's coming to bring confusion. It's coming to dishonor your life. It's coming to steal. It's coming to kill. And it's coming to control your life. It's coming to bring poverty. Did you know that shame, guilt, operating through curses will bring poverty in your life? If you are operating in poverty right now and poverty is very rampant in your life, you need to take a good inventory right now. Our curse is operating along with guilt and shame. We've got to get free from that spirit once and for all. What is the root? The root cause of shame is fear. You're afraid. And it's time to be free from all these spirits because they are weapons of the enemy that he is using to make you feel bad, to make you not walk in confidence, to not make you walk in boldness. See, when you're free of guilt, you walk in boldness. When you are free of shame from the past, yeah, okay, I messed up, because the accuser of the brethren, which is Satan himself and all his cohorts, are going to be down your throat telling you, oh, but look what you did and look how you acted and you weren't a good parent and this and that. You gotta look and say, be quiet, shut your mouth. I know I messed up, but I've been sanctified. I have been purified. I've already repented. I've been washed with the blood of Jesus. God has extended mercy to me. Therefore, I can walk in boldness. Therefore, I can walk in confidence. Listen, it's time to derail. It's time to uproot those weapons that the enemy is using, because shame will stop you from being victorious. Hear me again. Guilt and shame are going to stop you from being victorious. So the enemy preys on it. And he loves to use the spirit of shame to work on your heart and to work on your consciousness, where you feel down. You feel like you're under and not on top. You feel like you are beneath and you are not above. God says we are called to be on top and not be the tail. We are called to be the head and not the tail. Above, and we are not called to be beneath. Shame and guilt will cause you to not be victorious. So whenever you have shame, whenever you have guilt, it will prevent you from being a victorious soldier. We have to be delivered from shame, guys. We have to be delivered from all guilt. If you messed up, plead the blood of Jesus over your life. Repent. Stop doing what you were doing. And whatever it was, whatever action God is telling you to stop, whatever foolish behavior God is telling you to stop, stop it. Just stop doing it. Jesus tells Mary Magdalene, who was really a prostitute, he said, go, be free. You are free from your shame. Be free from the guilt and sin no more, he tells them. Sin no more. Listen, why can we be free? Because Jesus already paid the price. Jesus paid the price for all your shame. Jesus already paid the price. The Bible says it in the book. Well, when you look at it in Acts chapter 27, let me give you one more scripture, verse 10. It says that Paul, they didn't even listen to him for 2 weeks. Let me tell you, shame was working. Shame was working. They were not listening to him when he had told them to take down all their cargo from the ships. And that's when he winds up in that island. Listen, they didn't listen. They didn't listen to Paul. They were working on him. They wanted to shame Paul. That's how the enemy wants to do. He wants to shame you. But the Bible says that Jesus already paid the price for all our shame. He already paid the price for all our guilt. All we have to do is repent. It's time to repent. I want to pray because I want to bind every agenda of guilt and every agenda of shame that is operating in your life. I want to uproot it today. I want to pray because every spirit of guilt and every spirit of shame that is organized against you, that has been scattered to, you know, coming against you to try to scatter you, to try to cause disorder and confusion in your life, we got to stand up against the spirit today. And I want to expose it. Is there guilt? Do you feel guilty about something? Do you feel ashamed about something? Do you feel like sometimes shame, like, oh my God, I feel so bad? Look, get over it, man. Get over it. There's a higher court in heaven. And God is saying, I know all the dirt about you. But it's already in the blood, under the blood. It's under the blood. You don't have to worry. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to feel shame. You don't have to feel bad for yourself. It's under the blood. Father, in Jesus' name, I uproot every spirit of shame. I expose it right now. And Father, I command in Jesus' name, Lord, that we stand up against this spirit today. I bind it, God, every agenda, God, of guilt, every agenda of shame, God. Today it is uprooted and we command it to go, and we order it, we renounce it. As a matter of fact, begin to renounce it right now and say, I renounce all shame. I renounce all guilt. God, I repent for all my sins. God, I repent for the past. I repent for the present. I repent for all foolish behavior, God. I repent for all the foolish choices, God. I repent, God, but it's under your blood now, God. I refuse to live under shame. I refuse to live under guilt, God. Today, that spirit is bound. Today, that spirit is exposed. And I declare, God, a freedom for your people, Father. In Jesus' name we pray, God. Amen and amen. I love you guys. Walk in the freedom of God. Walk in the boldness of God. I declare you are victorious soldiers. I declare today that you are victorious, that you are bold, that you are confident, because God has already forgiven you. God has already extended mercy. He's extending his love, and he's extending acceptance over you. So be free now in Jesus' name. I love you guys. Don't forget to subscribe. Share this with everybody you possibly can. Comment, like it, and I will see you guys next time.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.